There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fancy.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not right.
Yeah,
that's true. You do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Still in the south with the show, man. Till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm alive by the mode. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star like in the city? Driver's side fly, go take a large. So many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review for French. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
It's good to see you in studio, buddy.
Yeah.
It's good to see you.
I had to get out of the house, man. Because when I'm at home and I watch a game at home, all I have is text. So, like, and it's so unbelievable. My friends that are Dolphins fans.
It's brutal.
It's brutal. Like, listen, let's just all think of this, right? Every team makes mistakes during the course of the game. You weather the storm, you get the ebbs and flows
weather
of it.
Weather the storm.
And in the end, like, you hope you don't make as many as the other team.
Right.
And so Buffalo made mistakes, too. They touchdowns, callback, red zone turnovers, the whole thing. If you were telling me before the game started, the way everybody thought, okay, I'm going to say this, and tell me, would you take it? You're tied with a chance of going to overtime, and a Buffalo kicker has to make a 61-yarder for you to lose. If I say this before the game, all right, we're in the game.
Yeah.
We're in the game. We've never been in the Buffalo game. We're there.
Yeah.
He makes it.
Yeah.
And now,
But I understand what you're doing. It was objectively probably their best game played all year. Probably better than even their wins. They played from wire to wire the best football game they played.
And it probably has a lot to do with continuity on offense in general and Jonnu Smith actually being the guy you thought making the impact you thought he was going to make.
But the guys who make the mistakes are guys who have been making mistakes. Like,
right, yeah.
Like, if you're Raheem Mostert, two out of 3 weeks, you're putting on the ground. If you're Jordan Poyer,
dude.
Convince me he's not a mole. Convince me. Convince me he's not a mole.
That guy's a spy, dude.
Dude, he is a spy
agent.
Can I?
Worst 10 years.
But like, what are we talking? This.
Can I? I'm gonna say this.
They need help.
And it was a. Like, sure, you can call it a penalty or whatever, but let me tell you a safety's first rule. A first rule. He is to roam the secondary and knock loose any ball that's caught.
Legally. Legally knock it loose.
But you're Marcos, here's the thing. Like, you're just trying to hit the ball.
Does he think the ball looks like a helmet?
A normal
Everything's moving, dude.
I get it, dude.
I'm not.
But again, like,
I'm never gonna get mad.
Javon Holland doesn't do that.
Sure.
He might, but like,
I'm never gonna get mad at a play like that. That it had more to do with what he was trying to do and less to do with how he did it.
It can't be that guy. Like, it's just,
I,
like,
I got you.
Dude, he's dropped a game-winning pick.
Yep.
He has injured Jalen Phillips, and now you put them in field goal range.
Right.
And Raheem Mostert, it's like, dude, it could be anybody else. And we, you know, I think, genuinely, Dolphin fans love Raheem Mostert.
Yes.
But I think I saw, what does he have, 6 out of his last 14 games he has a fumble?
Yes, indeed.
You know, like.
You know how.
I know, dude.
I'm not going to be the guy.
I'm not going to
be the guy.
Are more people coming with haymakers at the football lately? Like, is that a thing? Because you can't hit anybody.
Because I've broken ribs where they missed the football.
Yeah,
and it felt like I was in a prize fight. I've had knuckles on my right.
See what Maui Noah did to that kid.
Concussion protocol.
but I'm just
sign him up for the UFC.
I'm just saying, like, that's what about the kid that for Detroit that got kicked out of the game?
Oh,
it wasn't that egregious, right?
Nah.
Like, but that's where we are. Like, I get it. That you have to understand what a safety's job is. His job is to roam the secondary and knock the hell out of people.
The thing that's just frustrating about it, dude, and I'm sure what your fans are saying, I'm sure that your chat is overwhelming. However, dude, it doesn't matter if they play their best game or they come out and play their worst game. The ownership that this team has had over the Dolphins is got to be, it's just so demoralizing.
I've been on the other.
This sucks.
I've been on the other side of that.
I know.
Played 5 years in Cleveland, and we beat Pittsburgh my first game, and never beat them again. And we lost to them 3 times in 1 year, in the playoffs. Yes, it. But all you can do is go out there and try to play good football, and it. Here's what sucks. You want to be positive because of how they played yesterday, but it's too late for that. Because now the most important thing is just wins.
Right.
And
you're running out of time.
What I told you 2 weeks ago.
Well, I know, but you
Ring him up.
Why?
Ring him up. Because I got him.
Minus Why? One.
You've been bought.
Yeah.
You still need points to beat them.
Wait, Marcos, did I get him?
That's not fair.
I'm not boxed in.
How am I boxed in? You need points to beat the Bills.
You're boxed in, bro.
That's ridiculous. You know what?
We're not talking about the Bills.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago, we had an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what the argument was.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to win. You said, I want it to be exciting.
Right.
I want it to be
They
fun.
Have been better games, though.
Oh, you did say that.
But they lost!
Doesn't matter, though.
Yes, it does matter!
My Sundays have been better the last 2 weeks, objectively.
No, don't try it. Now you're backtracking.
Objectively.
Now you're backtracking.
My Sundays have
now
been better.
Now you're backtracking.
No, they have been, though.
You got boxed in.
No,
because
they
just
have
5 seconds ago. Oh, my God.
They have been better.
Amazon Prime.
Yep, got him.
You didn't get me.
Yes, I did.
You didn't get me. I still stand by what I stand by.
Okay, but now you lost the last 2 games, but they've been more
okay,
exciting.
But you made it an either or. It was a dumb argument in the first place because you made it an either or thing.
No, yes.
Like, I can only lose 5 or win more.
I said, all I care about are the wins.
Dude, there were 2 punts between both teams. They needed to score.
Yeah, and they
did. So what are you talking about?
They lost because they didn't have the ball last. That's it.
You think they should have gone for it? A lot of people wondering.
Is that kick the field goal?
Yeah. No, we'll get the extra point. There's a minute 48 left.
That's a lot of time.
It's a lot of time.
If they had 1 timeout and less than a minute, then I think about it.
That's what I thought.
But that's a lot of time.
I thought like 30 seconds left, something like that. You go for the win.
Yeah.
That was a lot of time.
Yeah, they still had like an entire 2 minutes. They would
right. That's not was. That's not even
Jordan
right.
Poyer was planning this either way, so it would have been fine.
But I will say this: I like, man, I felt good about how they were playing. I was getting annoyed that they couldn't get Josh Allen on the ground.
Never can get him on the ground. Doesn't matter.
And any time. And this is a fact.
The only time they
this ever- is a fact for any defense, not just this defense. Any I don't care how good your defense is. If you ask a defense to cover in the secondary, 50 yards wide by 50 yards deep, for 5 seconds,
mm-hmm.
it ain't happening.
He's a moose,
and it's
frustrating. Literally, the only way they can get a sack is like the stop of momentum because 7 people are there.
Right,
like it's yeah. infuriating. He's infuriating. He owns this franchise. Really, Stephen Ross should just sell him a slice. Like it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
It's unfortunate.
Like what was that touchdown where he's like he's going down, swallowed up.
Whee! Right.
Touchdown.
Right. To a guy.
Of course.
Who, when the play started, was facing the other way.
Who is that guy? Who is that
I've never heard of that guy. Quentin Morris?
He's a blocker. He's their.
Who is he?
No.
That was his first touchdown in the NFL.
You know what there is? He's their Julian Hill.
That's literally the first catch he's had all year.
Knew it.
And wait, you want to make it worse?
Who is
You want to make it worse? Those are the balls that Josh Allen gets picked, right?
I know, and his one pick was ridiculous.
Right. Yeah.
And honestly, that was a mistake.
That was a good pass. That was a receiver's ball.
That was a receiver's ball.
Ball kicked his ass.
That was a slant for a touchdown. That did not work.
The police came down right after that play and said, do you want to file charges?
Yeah. Terrible.
You know, so, the timing of that was weird. When you wrote that in the chat, Leroy, it was right after he posted the Chris Olave getting hit.
Oh,
I was like, I don't think the ball kicked his ass.
Man, that was brutal.
That was a brutal hit. Yeah.
That was a crazy hit. By the way, the Saints have just fired Dennis Allen, their head coach. So yeah. I think the Raiders fired their OC today. That'll get it done.
Woo!
You lose OC. To Carolina, you got to go.
Oh, my goodness.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The final score for your Dolphins, 30-27. They lose to the Buffalo Bills on a 61-yard field goal.
Love that.
To a guy who was missing extra points the last 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow!
Hey,
my God! Buffalo is 7-2. The Dolphins are 2-6.
Yep,
got it right where we want them. Here we go, baby!
Oh man,
I just think like
Dolphins gonna win out.
What happens is think of it like this: you ever been told in your life one more mistake and you're gonna get grounded or punished or whatever, and then a circumstance presents itself where you're caught up in something, but it's not even really your fault, but you're going to get punished. That's where the Dolphins are. The mm-hmm. Dolphins are like, you can't make any mistakes on a football field because it costs you a game. And
especially against this team.
Right. And you're playing pretty good football.
It's just been like, just the timing of them too, though, dude. Like the same thing where it's like, hey, you're up at halftime. You get the ball coming out. You're moving. Ball on the ground.
Yep.
On.
Is it breaking news?
That the Saints fired him?
Yeah.
Technically, but does anybody care?
Technically, but like you're covering up the ticker on the bottom.
Did you see, who was it? Who's their pass rusher? Cam Jordan?
Cam Jordan.
He apologized.
He apologized to New Orleans and the Panthers. The Panthers are like, you got the same wins as us, buddy.
Samesies, dude.
I mean, like, yeah, it's unfortunate. Here's what's unfortunate. Because they scored 80 the first 2 weeks.
I know. We were all those Saints?
Yep.
I mean, crazy what's
oh,
going on.
Oh, wow.
What's happening? What are you?
Your boy.
Who?
Gusecki.
Oh, dude.
5 for 100. Two touchdowns.
What a game he had yesterday.
Buddies.
Playing slot receiver.
He had a great game yesterday. You see that Saquon play?
Oh my. Jumped over the guy backwards.
Oh my God. That was crazy.
I thought it was in reverse this first time.
Imagine not thinking that guy was good enough for your football team if you're the Giants?
The Giants.
No. Their owner is hot.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to get rid of him.
No, the GM, though. Idiot.
Duh. Don't worry.
His job is
Hey, there is nothing that would warrant you losing your job more than your owner having to watch the guy you let go ball out.
Did you see Daniel Jones' stats yesterday? His halftime stats was 0 yards, one touchdown.
Jesus.
How's that even happen?
Because he threw that little bubble screen went from minus eight.
Did you see Jalen Waddle's final stats?
Oh, my God.
Because of the literal at the end.
You know he costed a lot of people the over.
What happened now? That count as a pass?
Jalen Waddle finished with negative 4 yards.
Rushing.
No.
Oh, receiving, dude. He went minus 23 yards or something on the final play.
Because he went, he took the lateral. He went too far. And Tua's over-under got killed, too.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
It was crazy.
Absolutely rough.
Good to see him, by the way. I didn't know. It took a late cameo.
My God. I put for him to have four receptions. I was like, he's going to show up. It's Buffalo. Finally, he can do something. I felt like Tobin yesterday, the way I was cursing this.
I got one worse. I got all my legs.
Yeah.
And I need Dak Prescott to throw more than 37 passes.
Oh, which normally he does.
Yes. He had 24.
Injured.
And then got hurt.
Yeah, I know. Right. Injury. So this whole gambling thing, I realize it's taking
a you're becoming a monster.
It's taking a dark turn.
You're becoming a monster. Can I just say?
Yeah.
I was very uncomfortable how you treated me on Friday.
Oh, really?
I was very uncomfortable. First of all, we came so close to nailing the Finn parlay.
Close, dude.
We came so close. We're like racking.
Wait,
dude.
Didn't they give it to you and took it away?
They put it up on the broadcast. On the broadcast, when I was watching Goldie, they put up one of the goals, and they said Etu had the assist. We're talking Friday night's game.
Yes.
Friday afternoon's game. And so we had, it had to be Katzwin, Barkey, Reinhart, Lundell shots, Etu assist. So, first of all, Lundell gets on the board, and this jackass over here is like, how about a little more shooty-shooty? I'm like, he has a goal!
He shots!
Wait! Here's what happened. You guys don't understand. During an evening of action, I'll just be sitting at home watching whatever. I may be watching the game. I may be watching something else. And then you'll just get a text out of the middle of nowhere. How about a little shooty-shooty? I'm like, what? it is torture.
You score one, you're going to stop shooting?
But he ended up getting it. Like, really, just the most innocuous shot. He goes, hit the goal. Hit the goalie. We're like, yeah, there it is.
There it goes.
But time ran out. And then the final goal, it went to the other Finn, Nico Mikkola, got the assist.
Yeah.
Not Etu. Then the next day,
Etu
got the assist.
Hey.
But Barkey scored. Rhino scored. Lundell scored. And the shots. And the Panthers win. We missed our fit. We got greedy.
Yep.
We were good with those four. But you just had to go plus 2,000.
What a value.
We were there, baby.
Oh,
we almost hit the Panthers parlay, and you just got greedy.
You can't carry over?
By the way, guess who's back?
Who?
Not Eminem.
Hmm?
No.
Jameis.
Oh, dude. What did he do yesterday?
No.
Woof.
He was like, I'm like, what?
Woo.
Like,
three picks yesterday.
Here's the whole thing.
Yikes.
I will eat the picks like a snack if he's pushing the ball down the field.
Like a W. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's kind of like the greatest show on turf. You're trading it, but you know that, he's still going to make plays.
Sounds like you want a little fun.
No chance.
Okay.
Here's the deal.
It's closing in.
We know what kind of quarterback he is, and we know what has plagued the Browns.
So, but
they don't push the ball down the field.
You would take negative plays for fun plays.
No! I would take that for them being able to move the ball.
Seems.
It's like,
two-day shipping or same day?
No. Here's the deal. It's the same as if you have a running back who's running for 150 every week, but he fumbles.
Oh, my God.
The 150 is going to, like, hey, you're going to ask him, hey, try to be safer with it, but still give us that 150. We'll eat it. But believe me, I was that guy.
Mostert.
I was that guy.
Wow.
So I know. But if you're going to throw dink and dunks and then have three picks, no, you're no good to us. Mm. That's fact.
Mostert.
Man, can I also say this?
Mm.
Tua was so good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
You don't lose many games like that.
No.
Saw him scramble for that first.
Woo! he had to go head first.
Dude,
by the way, by the way, understand. To get the first, he had to go ahead first.
Dude, I had
because if he would have went the other way, it starts where you start sliding.
I had the squeaky cheeks when he did that.
Well, nobody was around.
And Kevin Holland goes, oh!
Yeah. Yes. Not now, Orland! Oh, no!
Man, I was scared as well. That's why he's the best. He's saying what we're all thinking.
He is. Right. Oh, look, they're praising America in Radio Libre. Love that. Huh? That's great. Beautiful. Oh, they're waving beautiful. The flag around.
That's nice.
Even though they have like a giant one right behind her.
It looks like United Nations in there with all the flags they got. Yeah. It's very impressive. They have the most festive studio.
I would say this. Half of those flags, I don't know the countries.
Well, we'll take a break. If you guys want to get some Dolphins calls in.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. I want to give that opportunity.
I don't mind giving the opportunity, but the issues that people are going to talk about were probably have nothing to do with yesterday's game. That was a good game they lost.
Yep.
It was.
Well, it's been a bad season.
It's been a bad season. Yes, it has been. Now, is it different if Tua doesn't miss those 4 weeks? Because
probably.
Okay.
Probably. But all in all, we also said coming into this, you got to beat the Bills.
Here's the other thing.
True.
This is the only thing that pisses me off.
Oh, wow.
We signed Odell Beckham for $6 million. And you could have had Van Ginks for $10 million.
Yep.
That's it.
Great game. As you were. 305-567-0560 if you want to get in your Finns calls. We got to celebrate the Canes too, baby. We got a lot to get to here on a Monday. The Canes are the best show in college football right now. Take a break. Back after this. A great South Florida sports fan. Rest in peace to the great Jimmy Buffett.
A vibe, dude. A vibe we all need. Margaritaville Mondays, because we're drinking our sorrows away, dude.
Today does feel like a day we should drink. I mean, I got to go to the Heat game later, so I probably shouldn't.
Oh, big game.
It is a big game. I'm excited for tonight's game. I love when it's Bam versus Sabonis. I love that matchup. Yeah. Bam, by the way, we'll get more into the Heat later, but Bam, what a game he had. Three.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Threes were flowing for Bam Adebayo.
Yeah, they were.
It was good to see. You know what?
Except for Hunter.
Just took a little tequila, baby. Took a little tequila party, and Bam was letting it loose.
That's all it took, dude.
We knew on Friday that conversation was going to go one of two ways. If they had gone out on Saturday. If they were going out on Friday and everybody played like crap.
Yep. It's a Monday Rewind brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. Let's hear from Eddie. Eddie, hello.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
I think it's overall great games. Probably we ain't got no good pass rush. But the only thing that's killing me that nobody's bringing up is the last, I think it was like 45 seconds. It was like the guy threw the ball and ran it. And that's going to be like a delayed game.
That's true.
I think that's going to be like a 5 yard and 10 second run off. But nobody's not talking about that. I just want to hear about that.
Mac Hollins, former Dolphin, the TikToker.
Ran and put the ball down.
He caught the ball, and he went and spotted himself. And Trent Green and me is like, that usually doesn't fly.
They don't. Usually the official will go in there, grab it, and he may put it in the same spot, but the official sets the ball. No matter what play, if you watch football, right, I don't care if they hurry up and put it down, they'll blow the flag. I mean, they'll blow a whistle. The official will go in and get the ball and then put it back in the same spot.
Yep.
That was weird. And when he said it, you know, when Trent Green said it, he's absolutely correct in that the official, I've never seen football played. Think about this. You have never seen a play of football played in your life where an official does not touch the ball before a play.
It was weird, but I mean, like, they didn't move the ball anyway. So it would have just been, they would have had to kick the field goal faster, I guess. Like,
right.
You know, it really wouldn't have. But I get it. It's annoying. Yeah, everything in a loss like that is annoying. For sure. Tim, what's going on, dude?
This Jordan Poyer, man. Typical rat behavior.
My line, dude.
We need to trade him for a bag of potato chips so Tua has some chips to eat.
Just trade him back to Buffalo.
Oh, don't even get me started on this chip.
Oh, dude. Listen. Can I just say, listen, Tua, I love you, dude. I love you. You know I do.
Oh, you know I do. But
started on this chip eater.
The first drive, you're gonna drop a stab?
The first
drive.
We didn't even start to play football yet.
By the way, I was eating chips at the time. Original Doritos.
Original Doritos. Whatever.
That's what I had.
You would have caught a snap the same way he caught that snap.
Just licking my fingers.
Can I just say this?
Oops, slippies.
You know when Whoppers are delicious?
Mm-hmm.
When it's the only candy in the building.
Oh. You're on a candy kick, huh?
No, I just...
I'll go get you something from the vending machine. You want something?
No,
want something
I don't
real?
Want that from the vending machine. I like the Halloween candy, but then I realized I work with Marcos. He's been chewing for 5 straight days.
What do we just make?
There's no candy anymore.
What do we
there
just...
There is no candy. That's what I've been upset.
Why don't we just do what Jordan Poyer wants, which is trade him back to Buffalo?
Just get out of here.
They don't want him.
Just trade him back to Buffalo,
they don't
dude.
Want
you
him.
Basically play for the Bills anyway.
Remember Brandon Jones? Remember him?
Or just Sean Elliott?
Remember that?
I just, like...
We had good safeties.
It was good. They were young.
We had Ginks.
We had Ginks.
These guys did
you
not...
You know what? Here's what my question is.
We had Ginks.
Why can't we ever get the guy who another team that doesn't want him? Like Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying him. But I'm saying that guy that leaves another team and comes in as a baller.
I saw that Drew Rosenhaus was on SVN last night, and he told Josh Moser, he said that they're going to be buyers at the deadline. How is that possible?
Who?
The Dolphins.
What? Who are we buying? How can we buy anything?
You'd be amazed at how they could make it work. That being said...
What's on the market?
That being said, all of it will be defensive.
Has to be.
Like, what do you need on offense?
Nothing.
Right.
Emmanuel Ogba with a torn bicep is the only one who got Josh Allen down.
Hey, glad to see Chop Robinson got his first sack.
He did. It was a little like, you know, at the end of the desperate, I wish you would have gotten more time to celebrate it because, you know, it was
right.
such a
was
crazy
a
pay scene,
right.
You know? But good for Chop Robinson.
He got there. I just think, you ever get excited when something happens and you don't, and then it gets away? That's what chasing a quarterback is. Like, you have rules for rushing a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And you're free, and you go get him, and he makes the slightest of move, and then you're on your face.
I'm so excited for the Dolphins to take on a statue this upcoming week in Stafford.
Yeah.
Just enough. I'm so sick of these mobile quarterbacks.
And they lost Puka kicked out.
Puka got kicked out?
Yeah.
Did you see Cam Kitchens, Miami Hurricanes, great? He had a 103-yard pick six.
Oh, no, I didn't see
wow.
That.
How do you get... Whew, man, that's a 14-point swing.
Huge, dude. Crazy. Cap, what's going on, Cap?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Listen, before I get to my fact inquiry that I have, I just, man, Tobin, I crap you not, bro. I was eating chips too when he botched that fumble, bro.
What kind?
Hey, so now every time we eat chips, he got a fumble.
Yeah, dude, bro, he's got 32 fumbles his career, so that's a lot of chips. Listen, look, man, I just want to find out if this is true or not. Is it true that in 2017 we let go of Dennis Hickey? Dennis Hickey goes to Buffalo as a senior scout. Greer comes here to Miami, and then Dennis Hickey goes and drafts Josh Allen. Is that true?
No, I don't think so, dude, because Greer's been here since like 2000. He was like a scout.
No, yeah, I know, but he became GM in 2016 when they let go of Hickey.
Yeah, but
Hickey
he's
went
been,
to Buffalo after.
No, I think Tannenbaum was the top guy first.
No. You need to check that.
I think
Dennis
you're wrong,
Hickey
dude.
Was here, then he went to
because
Buffalo and got Josh Allen, bro.
Tannenbaum was here. It came after Hickey. Tannenbaum,
he got let go that year.
Tannenbaum didn't keep Man Campbell. Tannenbaum didn't keep Man Campbell, and he went with Gase.
I get that, but my point is, we let go of Hickey in 2017. Ironically enough, Greer becomes general manager, and then Josh Allen gets drafted.
You might be right about that part, but I don't think your timeline is right on when Greer got the rings.
That's what I'm saying. Can you fact check that for
me,
please?
I will.
Thank you.
All right.
We don't have to. We knew Tannenbaum
was first.
His call
is just to ask a fact check?
Tannenbaum was the GM first.
Yeah.
And Greer was underneath him. Then when Tannenbaum...
Yeah, Hickey being the Dolphins head of was weird because it was just like a year. He took Devontae Parker.
So Hickey was hired by the Dolphins as their new GM in 2014.
That was like when they fired Jeff Ireland, but they kept Philbin.
Yeah, then he was fired on January 2nd of 2016, and he became and Chris Greer became the general manager of the Dolphins in 2016. And then Hickey on May 19th of 2017 was hired by the Bills, but he was a senior college scout at that
point. So
he did scout him.
So Greer became the GM in 2016?
Yes.
Yeah, but he was under Tannenbaum. I think Tannenbaum was VP of like whatever he, you know, it's like Andy Ellsberg is GM and then there's Pat Riley.
Right.
I think that was the hierarchy.
Okay. So even though he was the GM.
Right.
So technically Cap for Life is right.
Mm-hmm.
But the chain of command he's missing.
If you're a senior scout and he went to Wyoming, then it sounds like he probably did scout
Josh Allen.
Yeah. And he was like, I know that he doesn't get any, I know he doesn't complete any passes, but there's something about him. He's a moose.
Guy's a moose.
You ever seen a moose play football? Listen, not for nothing, but the way we're talking about Josh Allen now, we were not talking about Josh Allen like that the first two or three years.
Nah.
Right. So,
even those years, he was beating the Dolphins.
Everybody calm down.
Dennis returns from Wyoming, goes, how was your trip, Dennis? He goes, all right, hear me out.
Okay.
There's this kid, can't throw a lick. I mean, he can throw it far, but not accurate. But no one can tackle him. And he runs like a horse.
You guys ever seen a moose play football?
Take a break. Back after this. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
Who's this, Tobin? Tevin Campbell.
Didn't even give him a chance to guess.
I was going to say that.
I saw it.
Listen.
Distracted by the delicious Twix that you have there.
Oh, it is tasty.
You did go to the vending machine, by the way.
I did.
That's a full sizer.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no, like... Yeah. This place
really has it. You
this
know
place,
fault it is? It's
all this building does is take and take and take. I never can go down there and find a tasty snack. Okay. You drink up all my stuff. By the way, there's like 8 bottles of
creamer.
Yeah, I didn't want to risk
straight
it
with everybody.
I didn't want to risk it. Oh no! I did the once around and made the announcement. And they do just like everybody else.
Let's just get Jay. He's been holding patiently. What's up, Jay?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good.
Buddy, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Man, I want to give kudos to Mike McDaniel, to Tua, and to the offensive line. Man, I tell you, that offense played great yesterday. And I've been saying it all year. I believe that we can run the football if Mike be dedicated to it and balanced. And I believe that Tua is – probably one of the greatest game managers, and that's not a negative. But I feel like with a running game, that's when the middle of the field opens up. That's when all the other stuff you get, Tyreek on those inside routes, because now they got to respect the running game. And I feel like that if the injuries, honestly, the injuries defensively is what's really messing us up. And the last week, those two tough matchups, Kyler Murray and Josh Allen are two of the greatest scrambling quarterbacks. And like Leroy say all the time, it's hard for DBs to cover for that long with guys rolling out and doing that. Like, you got to just chalk that up. And the field kicker made a 61-yard field goal. Like, I have no qualms about, like, that game yesterday, because a 61-yard field goal beat us. Like, you got to just take that and tip your cap to the Bills. Like, Josh Allen always seemed to get us all the time. But, you know, it happened. So, I just wanted to shout out the offense and that offensive line, because they've been taking a lot of heat all year. And I believe the last couple of weeks, man, they've been playing their behinds off. So, love the show, man. Y'all have a good day.
Right. Wow. He is completely reasonable sports radio call.
That was crazy.
I got to tell you.
I was not expecting that.
That's one of the few callers where... Yeah.
He's hurting. Like
he's hurting. No, look, we're here. We can all be hurting.
Sounds like the fighter who gets a head kicked, but he has to give respect to his opponent.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's like when you got knocked out and you got a two-piece in the salad and
Joe Rogan.
And then they make you come up and stand in the middle to get the other guy's hand held. I'm like, listen, no, if I get knocked out, I'm not going to the middle of the ring to have you announce it. We all know.
We all know
that I'm out.
What a day, man.
So, like, here's the thing. The timing of it is what we're probably upset about. Not the fact that it happened. Right? Like, that it happened when you probably played one of your better games.
You needed a must win against a team you never beat. You played really well. They got the best of you still. And the thing is, you came into this year and we knew that you had to be Buffalo some way, somehow, at least one time. And you played maybe your worst game of the season against them.
And then your best.
Tua got hurt, and then you probably played your best game, and you still can't beat them. You're 0-2 against them. You're looking up at them. Are they 7-2 or 6-2? They're 7-2, I think. Yeah. I mean,
the circumstances of the loss are one. But the loss is totally different. Like, the circumstances of the loss. Now, the record, how far back you are, your chances of making the playoffs now, all those things are, I think, more reason of why everybody's so damn frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but, man...
Jay Gatto says, we're out here. We just get overlooked by the bad fans, but we're here for sure. I understand, Jay Gatto. Like, the ingrates take over, and I know. I think there's most people are just... I think today, I don't sense as many people being as pissed as the other games. I think you're kind of sad, because it's like you've had your hopes up for the season. Your big rival still head and shoulders above you, or it doesn't even feel like they're head and shoulders above you, but the standings would suggest they're head and shoulders above you.
Here's what they are. That you are not yet, for whatever reason. You haven't been able to put a team together that is healthy for a substantial amount of time. It's always something the last 2 years. Whatever that is.
Yeah. And then the theme of the last 3 weeks has just been backbreaking, ill-timed turnovers.
Right.
Just killers. Killers, dude.
Right.
But you know, I don't know how to comfort anybody. Like this has been a nightmare season all around.
I got it though. Mm-hmm. I got away because I was trying to comfort myself, and I found the only solution.
What's that?
And you know, now that I'm a handicap expert.
You wanted to leave Etulust Arena in Finland. for a series, they were 2-0.
Lollygagging on the ice, dude.
What's lollygagging?
You can't. I will say this. That is the one sport you cannot lollygag.
No, very fast paced.
Right.
Head on a swivel.
Cats can't be stopped right now, dude.
Cannot.
They can't be stopped.
Yeah.
Part of my chili pepper tonight. But, okay, beyond that.
We chili peppering on Monday?
Oh, I am. I'm in a dark place. I looked at the rest of the season.
They don't play until Thursday, by the way.
Putting it in.
What? Gotta get the good numbers.
Dude, what is wrong with it? I think the worst thing that could have happened was the text we got. He won twice.
Oh my God.
So that means this dude picked
23
different scenarios.
Wow. I'm like a wizard. I agree.
We didn't agree.
No, I think you guys are right. I agree 23 legs is a feat of some sort. Sure, I was mad at Jaime Jaquez and cursed him for not doing well enough in front of his family, even though the Heat won by 20. But, you know, not an issue.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Like, can we just, like, here's what I hate. You know, the fan, at least we covered. I want to chop that guy in the throat.
Yeah, no. I don't do that. Nope. I did put a couple bills, overs yesterday. You know, I'm not an idiot. Definitely a part of my winning ticket was Josh Allen over on touchdowns. But that's neither here nor there. Gambling won't let anything get in the way of what I believe is most true now, and the Dolphins will run the table.
Really?
If you look at the remaining schedule, there's really...
Here's why I'm not doing this.
They've literally lost half.
This is why I'm not doing this. And I get where you're going, Marcos.
That's a win.
I appreciate you being positive, right? But here's why I hate this. And this is going to set up perfectly for why I hate this. Remember before the season, they were talking about how the last six games are a murderer's row?
Mm-hmm.
Not so much now.
I'm still scared.
Because those teams aren't. So, yeah. But I'm saying the ebbs and flows of this and of the season is why I don't like playing the stupid that's a win, that's a loss, because you're predetermining.
There's still three potential cold weather games. We don't know that they're going to be.
That's fine. That's fine.
We're playing our best football right now.
Wait, that's fine. But the point I'm making is valid.
They better not ruin Thanksgiving.
Oh, my goodness. So you want them to go to
Green Bay.
Yeah. Cold and Thanksgiving. Let me tell you something.
Don't ruin Thanksgiving.
Easy, let me tell you
it's
something.
It's the best.
Easy, let me tell you something, dude.
Green Bay on Thanksgiving.
Tough.
Now, that's not to mention we haven't put all the other elements.
Hey, can I ask you something? You were planning on going December 29th.
I'm still going.
Really? I'm diehard. Hey,
props to you. Props to you. Good for you, buddy.
I'm still going.
Is it because you committed to banging the drum or something like that?
No. I didn't commit to it, but I got some stuff to do up there. So I'll go.
Hopefully I'll be with them.
Me and my boy Matt going to go do something. And then
a little fun, baby.
Probably see Bernie.
Of course. Barney. We'll expect nothing less.
Yeah.
He's got to be having fun watching the Canes. I want to get into the Canes.
And then I think I'm going to go up there with Chris Atkins, Ed Morse.
Oh, cool.
Because you know there's an Ed Morse up there.
Ed Morse, of course.
Yeah. I think that's where they're from. So.
He's probably mother bleeping Janus after today.
Three picks. I'm good.
Dude. I hate that my takes or week to week. Jameis does it to you, dude.
That's what he does. And he's very engaging. He charms you.
I'm telling you, I played golf with him.
Mm-hmm.
18 holes. We were together in the same cart. What? I'm telling you, the dude is real. Like, all that's not. He's like, yes, sir, no, sir. Like, yes. Something with a football in his hands, though, that makes him go bat bleep crazy sometimes.
Well, we've seen the footwork drills in his backyard. Insane.
That ain't got nothing. He needs some footwork. What about that arm work? That's what's getting you in trouble.
Oh, man.
But again, I said last week, how many more games you need to see? Three. So I got two more games. What I'm going to do is I'm going to look at the numbers, and I'm only going to look at one number, that interception-touchdown ratio, right? Or touchdown-interception ratio. And if that's acceptable, then we good. But here's the problem. If you're going to give me picks, you better not be throwing dinks and dunks. We just got to
open. You want a hose. Chuck right. it down the field.
Exactly.
I get you, buddy.
Exactly.
Marcos and his parlays, dude.
Marcos. Oh, like, really it's good. Like, really and, good. It's not like it. Bzz, bzz.
You know, I'll tell you where else you want a three-leg parlay.
Oh, whoa!
In the bedroom, dude! Oh. So bet on yourself and try Blue Chew. That's right. Blue Chew is back, baby.
Wow.
Right in time for the holidays. So if you guys want the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost, try Blue Chew. And the thing is, it's online, all right? BlueChew.com. No doctor's visits, no pharmacy visits, no waiting in line anywhere. Just get shipped right to your door in a discreet package. I got a great deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. So go to BlueChew.com, use my promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, and you're getting your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.